Welcome and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. During the question and answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Dane Sko. You may begin.
Hello and welcome to the webinar about DIBS, Data Infrastructure Building Blocks. We're getting a little bit late start, but I gather that quite a number of people are still queued up for getting into the session. We'll start here in just a couple seconds to allow the final few. But I can first refer you to the solicitation number is 12-557. That's the important qualifier for getting information about the solicitation on the NSF website. Let me first start by introducing the DIBS team, which is consists largely of a number of people from the Office of Cyber Infrastructure at the moment. These people are working with collaboration with others throughout the foundation in order to help select the best proposals. We will be doing a broad panel, series of panels for selecting proposals. However, the rest of them are not yet confirmed to put their names on the team at this time. So for today's talk, I'd like to have Alan Blatecki, the director of the Office of Cyber Infrastructure, come up and give us a few minutes of a welcome. And then we'll start into the webinar with information about the DIBS solicitation. Alan.
Thanks, Dane. I just want to say a few things. The first one is to sort of put this in context. As you'll see even up on the slide here, data deluge, we're looking at a tremendous amount of data being generated across all science and research. In fact, science and research is driven by data. And I guess I wanted to highlight a couple things. One is that even though you see the data coming in, there's a tremendous amount of research that has to be done in foundational activities, looking at algorithm development, mathematical and statistical sciences, looking at how you share data, what's involved with data lifecycle activities. You've also seen, I think, the most recent, in March, the White House had an event talking about big data. So you're seeing a lot of visibility happening in big data. And with that as a background, I think where this project fits in really neat, this proposal, program, if you will, is we have a need to explore and provide a way to manage this data. How do you begin to look at common problems, common approaches to it? And so we see DIBS as sort of a way to begin to develop proof of concepts, looking at early deployment. You'll hear much more about it when Dane goes through the solicitation. But it's all about literally doing what the title says, building blocks for data infrastructure. How do we begin to put these things together, and then how do we knit them together to address the research needs and the management needs of data? And that's really all I wanted to say about it. It's a great solicitation, and I wish you well. Dane?
Thank you, Alan. Next slide will be coming up shortly. As the technical difficulties go, you advance the slide. There we go. So to give numbers to the amount of data that we are dealing with collectively, I'm actually pleased to produce the first slide that I've ever made with zettabytes as the unit. But we are producing many, many petabytes and exabytes of data in order to fill the needs for information that we have in our society today. The bottom slides at 2012 shows that we are almost 3 zettabytes worth of data now, and the current rate of growth would fill the Library of Congress every 10 seconds. These information overload has been addressed by a number of publications, articles in Science, The Economist, and a book called The Fourth Paradigm are particularly important recent publications that I would point your attention to. And I'd like to put a little bit of context into the NSF data solicitations. Currently, we have a number of solicitations in purple here, which are on the street and available for people to respond to. I'm going to start with the Earth Cube in the center, which is the geo community's effort to produce a coherent data infrastructure for their community And it's starting with a group of community groups and concept awards to develop proof of concept implementations and to develop requirements and design ideas from the community to be sure that they address the needs of the community. And that will be capped off, the recent activity, by a charrette here in Washington next week that I'm sure a number of you already know about. Similar activities are going on in SBE EHR, where they have a solicitation for conceptualization awards. And there was just issued this week a Dear Colleague letter called Dataway from the MPS and engineering communities that might be of interest to people to take a look at. Big data, which was the subject of a webinar recently, is trying to advance the state of the art. And so it is pushing beyond the current state of the art to create the underpinnings of the next generation of implementations. And DIBS is taking the current state of the art and moving that into practice. So we have three layers of DIBS solicitation. The first is the conceptualization, which is trying to get the proof of concept technology tests and the community and team building exercises that are similar to the community groups and conceptualization awards in the other groups that I talked about. The DIBS interop awards are working on the interoperability of data infrastructure building blocks. They are trying to take multiple databases and stitch them together into a coherent fabric, address the needs of for test beds in developing interoperability tools and methodologies where we can build frameworks to stitch these data sources together, things along the line of focusing on interoperation of data sources. The DIBS implementations are larger awards that are focused on implementing ideas in order to build building blocks that can be replicated into each of these cubes that I call them along the right-hand side, or other deployments where they are addressing the needs of particular science communities. But the idea is these are common building blocks that can be replicated and used many times, as well as stitched together into a fabric which is consistent and interoperable. The light blue columns are designating activities that have not yet begun, although SBE and MPS, as I said, have already begun their discussions in a certain framework. There is no existing project called SBE Cube or MPS Cube. That's simply a mnemonic in order to take the parallel with Earth Cube. And the future data fabric is something that we're anticipating coming in the future, where there will be a common fabric or framework into which the Earth Cubes and SBE Cubes and MPS Cubes can plug. So the intent is to have a interoperable, coherent fabric across the foundation that will serve the needs of science and engineering for the nation. So one other recent bit of news that I'll bring your attention to is a concept paper proposing the creation of a data web forum as a working exchange for issues dealing with data exchange has just been published. You can take a look at it at this web page, and I think it's likely to be of interest in the webinar to people that are participating in this webinar, and you're encouraged to read it and comment. Back to the DIBS solicitation. We are seeking proposals that will bring into practice leading-edge tools and techniques. And we have three different types of awards: the conceptualization awards, interop awards, and implementation awards. I talked a little bit about what each one was before. Now I'm giving a sense of how many we're anticipating making. We will expect to make a total of up to 20 awards within the next two fiscal years. Conceptualization awards could include, but aren't limited to, community and building activities, development of teams of domain and technology experts so that they are prepared to address the data infrastructure challenges of particular research areas, and proof of concept trials with user communities using the state-of-the-art research results to produce new production data services. Interop awards, I mentioned that they are addressing the merger of multiple disparate data resources. They're also for potentially for the test beds for production testing of interoperation, development of new standards, international efforts to share resources across the world, and also test beds of medium-scale infrastructure for building blocks where they are fit within the budget requirements of the interop awards. The implementation proposals we're soliciting are for implementation of leading-edge technologies to build these building blocks and for the development of the necessary components to construct the national-scale data infrastructure. I give a few examples here on the table, but they're certainly not all-inclusive. These we expect to make four awards up to $8 million each over 5 years. That's total over 5 years. So what proposals are good fits for the DIB solicitation? So as, again, we'll emphasize that this solicitation is really focusing on the creation of the data infrastructure building blocks, solutions that can be composed and scale from the laptop to the national resource level, collaborative proposals between universities and commercial partners, community building exercises, and test beds and proof of concepts of state-of-the-art technology. These are all good fits for the DIB solicitation. Proposals that are not particularly good fits for the DIB solicitations would be proposals that focus on developing the basic computer science or domain-specific advances. Those belong in big data. That's more a more appropriate home. The developing highly customized resources, again, those are probably best supported by the domain science that they are addressing. Isolated or monolithic solutions are not particularly well-suited to the DIB solicitation and not what we're after. To submit proposals and to review them, we will review them with panels according to the standard NSF merit criteria. There are a few solicitation-specific review criteria that I will point you to in the solicitation. You should pay attention to those. All three tracks will be evaluated in part on how well they meet critical needs, whether they create new opportunities for discovery, innovation, and learning, whether they improve the way the science and engineering research and education are conducted, and whether they address the need for long-term economic and technology sustainability beyond the end of dedicated NSF funding. I'm going to flash the slide up here. It's more for people to take a look at offline after the talk, but these are solicitation-specific review criteria for the implementation and interoperability tracks. Each interop and implementation proposal should include a plan on how to evaluate the techniques and the technologies that are developed, and that includes a number of things that might be used in order to measure the effectiveness of the solutions. The evaluation plan should be appropriate for the nature of the proposal and for the size and the scope of the proposal. So we will expect more of the implementation awards than we do of the interop awards. We are requiring, as with all NSF proposals these days, a data management plan. We expect that given that the focus of this solicitation is on data management, that the data management plan will include information in the proposal. It may reference that, but it should also address the issues on how you are going to manage the data that is produced as a part of the proposals that are being submitted, how you're going to make that data available, and how you're going to manage it. This also goes to the software that's being produced and what you're going to do about sharing it. So, again, the three proposal types. The solicitation is the link at the top of the page. Conceptualization awards are due by July 26th, and they will have budgets of approximately $100,000 for 1 year. Interop awards are due August 30th. They will have budgets of up to $1.5 million total over up to 3 years. And implementation awards are budgets of up to $8 million total over up to 5 years. They also are due August 30th. We do expect that, subject to availability of funds, there may be another call for proposals in FY13. So this may not be the last call. We expect up to $41.5 million to be invested in proposals. And again, we're estimating 15 to 20 projects being funded over the next two fiscal years. So how do you apply? The instructions are provided in the solicitation. And again, pay attention to the proposal and award policies guide that you can get by this link. You also are encouraged to consult Fastlane and your institution-sponsored research office. We will answer questions that are sent through email, and answers to common questions will be included in the FAQ, which we are posting soon. Email for questions for the solicitation is dibs@nsf.gov. And quick credits for the materials used. And with that, I will open up the call for questions. You can either make your questions through the phone line or send them through chat on WebEx. So any questions?
And if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Please ensure your phone is unmuted and record your name clearly when prompted. Again, star 1 to ask a question.
So before we get started, the chat questions in WebEx, you need to send those to Mark Regas on the call. He's the host for this conference. Any questions?
And again, press star 1 to ask a question. And so far, I'm showing no questions. There, we have one question from Howard Lander. Your line is open.
Yes, we were wondering if international collaborations are of interest or valued in this.
Yes, they are. The usual rules will apply that the NSF is not expecting to fund any of the international participants, but they would get funding from their home institutions. But yes, international collaborations are encouraged if that helps advance the cause.
Okay, thank you.
We have a question from the WebEx, where it says, will the slides be available after the talk? Yes, they will be posted on the website, and you'll be able to get those off of the OCI website.
And again, press star 1 for any additional questions. And I'm showing no further questions.
Absolutely clear. Marvelous.
And we do have a question from Marcio Fairman.
Oh, hi. My question is, from your description, it's very likely that you're going to have some overlap between the interoperability, the implementation, the conceptualization tracks. Some user communities might be more advanced in terms of defining their requirements than others, and some might be ready for the implementation phase. I wonder how you'd see, if you could talk a little bit about having this overlap of these different features that can come into the same proposal for a solicitation.
So the rule for the solicitation is that a PI has to choose one and only one track. You'll need to choose which one you're going to submit to. You may only submit one per PI. There is not a restriction on the number per institution, but only one per PI. And you're absolutely correct that many of the fields are in different stages of discussion and readiness in order to implement things. We're expecting that certain fields will gravitate towards the conceptualization awards, and others will gravitate towards interop or implementation awards. There is intended to be the possibility of overlap in the size of the awards for the type of things, so that, for example, proof of concept tests can be done under the conceptualization award track. That allows you to try out ideas that are less expensive and rapid to try, and gets you the opportunity to avoid competition with the elephants.
Okay, thank you.
And again, press star 1 to ask a question. And we have a question from Jason Lay. Your line is open.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Does data visualizations fall under data access under the solicitation? Is that allowable?
So visualization would be an access method, yes.
Oh, okay. That's pretty much my only question. Thank you.
And again, press star 1 to make a comment or ask a question.
So we have a question on the WebEx. The question is, are there any guidelines with respect to budget breakdown between personnel, equipment, et cetera, for the purposes of the categories, in each of the categories? We certainly expect that there's not a lot of equipment that's going to be bought with the conceptualization awards. And I would expect that there's more equipment necessary for an implementation than an interop, but that may not necessarily be true in the case of test beds. So it really will depend on the nature of your proposal and what's appropriate for the idea that you're bringing forward.
And we have a question from Tamara Sipes.
Yes, hi. I'm wondering if you could give an example of the community building exercises that you mentioned in your slide 13, second from the bottom bullet, please.
So community building exercises might be a conference or a workshop. They might be special sessions within a domain's annual meeting. They might be development of a team wanting to explore requirements, drafting, and spending detailed, dedicated time in order to produce a solid spec for further evaluation by the community. Does that answer your question?
Oh, great. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay. So, question here on WebEx. Would the solicitation include the development of systems that automate and significantly improve data acquisition mechanisms? I know this would be related to big data, but would not necessarily isolated to it. Certainly, the ingest and the collection of data is one of the challenges that we're facing. I think that the challenges of storing, manipulating, and curating the data might actually be more immediate. But there certainly are needs for improvement on how we do data acquisition and metadata creation at the point of data creation. So I think there is an opportunity in the solicitation for such a proposal. Another question on WebEx, could data compression be part of this project, and how package the same to avoid data duplication? I can imagine that as a technique for dealing with data flows and trying to optimize performance, and as such, it would fit within the solicitation.
And we do have a question from the phone. Marcio Fireman, your line is open.
Hi. So I have another question. In the implementation awards, you say that there is some room for testing and evaluation of data technologies in multiple scientific domains. So I'd like to confirm with you if this testing and evaluation of data technologies, you basically mean they could be existing data technologies, and you don't need necessarily to come up with a unique solution described in the proposal, but actually a certain spectrum of approaches that we could evaluate along the work. Would that reading be correct?
Yes, that is correct. We certainly expect that some of the results of research tests which are implementing unique solutions can be made production-ready and replicated into other communities, and that would be a fine DIB solicitation or submission.
Okay, great. Thanks. Just a second one. Can we reserve part of the award to support software developers, for example?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Question from the WebEx. Can science drivers come from other agencies, for example, NASA or NOAA? We certainly have communities within NSF whose primary data sources or major data sources are provided by other agencies, and so that would fit nicely in many cases with the NSF mission and this proposal, this solicitation. So, yes.
Yes. And we have a question from the phone. Ian Malloy?
Yes. I'm wondering how much we can automate in data protection within the bounds of state-of-the-art technology, and if it'd be acceptable to submit that under the guidelines of development of implementation.
So I think the technologies that would improve our ability to manage the protections necessary in order to share appropriately data, particularly sensitive data, would be welcomed.
My second question is, will there be a teaming website?
I'm afraid I don't know what you mean by a teaming website.
A place on the NSF website for teams to form between interested parties.
That's an interesting idea that we haven't thought of yet, but we'll see if we can do something like that.
Okay, thank you.
And again, press star 1 to ask a question.
On that last topic, if there were somebody out in the community that wanted to set up such a website and make it available to the community, we'd be happy to advertise that.
And we have no further questions at this time.
All right, we'll wait a minute or so and see if there's any more waiting, and otherwise we will adjourn the call. Last call. Any questions?
I'm showing no questions.
You can send questions via phone or via WebEx chat. We'll wait here a couple more seconds, a few more seconds. Again, I would refer people to the solicitation. There is a lot of information there, and the detailed answers are largely included in the solicitation.
And we do have another question from Marcio Fireman.
Okay, well, this last question is about quoting equipment. Is it necessary to specify in our implementation proposals values estimates for a specific equipment, or we don't need to get at this level of detail?
If you are planning on purchasing the equipment under the award, then you would need to detail what you expect the equipment costs to be.
Okay, but if we have an evaluation phase to basically decide along the 5 years for which infrastructure we are basically going to converge to, could we come up with a certain certain design constraints and leave the decision for within the work on the proposal?
If you don't know, say, what equipment you're going to purchase in the fourth year, you wouldn't specify the vendor, but you would put in a budget for the approximate expected cost.
Okay, sure. That's very reasonable. Okay, thanks.
We have a question on the WebEx. Are you sending the presentation to everyone? No, we have no way to track whose addresses of anybody that's listening to the presentation, so we will post them on the website, and you may retrieve them if you like. Any more questions?
Press star 1 to ask a question.
Again, any questions that people have that they think of later, you're welcome to encourage to send them to dibs@nsf.gov, and we will try and get an answer to every question rapidly and certainly take the most common questions and put them up on our frequently asked questions page. If there are no more questions, then I'm going to close the session and thank you all for attending. I wish you all the best of luck, and I look forward to reading some excellent proposals.
And that does conclude today's call. Please disconnect your lines at this time.